Oh, you feel good tonight. The Lord loves a happy people, amen? You better be careful, folks. You wake them up too much, Curtis and singers, and somebody'll get mad at you. They won't sleep. Can you say praise the Lord that we don't want to sleep right now, do we? Amen. Well, he's great. Lord, we love you tonight, and we believe you with all of our heart. You're going to bless. Meet the needs of thy people, Lord. Open things up for them, and you're going to guide them. And you're looking for a positive, faithful believer, one that believes you in the soul, Lord, that reaches back when they pray and you answer them. Now touch every heart, Lord, and the new ones here tonight. Give them rest, peace. Let the power of God be in their life. And the urgency of the Holy Spirit working and moving and witnessing, Lord, today. Relieve thy people from the tension, the oppression of this world. And we command it to go. And we love you, Jesus. Give the Lord a hand clap. Thank you, Jesus. Go ahead and be seated. Instead of film tonight, we're going to preach a little bit here. And sometimes, you know, people say, when do you pray to the sick? Well, if you're not here all the time, I'm always doing a little something. It just kind of eases around here and there, and it's like a Messiah. He knows what to do. And so tonight, we're going to touch on this just a little bit and see what he has here. And he'll bless your heart. The name Jesus. In that name is life and death. And without that name, this universe consists of that name and power, the Lord Jesus Christ. And without it said, we have our will, our being, and whatever we do, and all the things created, they consist in that name. And without that name, it'd be powder again. It'd be just dust. And the name of Jesus is beyond any kind of magic, any kind of witchcraft or sorcery, or any other way they would try to heal as Beelzebub or some other sort. The name of Jesus, in it is life, death, and paradise. Can you say amen? In that name. Boy, what a name. It's beyond anything that we've ever seen. Miracles, signs, and wonders occur in the name of the Lord Jesus. The dead were raised in the name of the Lord Jesus. And they were astonished at the man, the God man. And they were astonished at his word, for it was with power that even the dead woke up at his command. And that name was created miracles that took place all around them. And it is in this name, the magnificent name that was hidden in the Old Testament. What is thy name? He said, what do you want to know for? My name is secret. It'll be revealed all through the Old Testament. And then when he come out to the Abraham seed and all the rest of them were there, he revealed, he said, I am Jesus come to see my people. And I came down to visit them. In the first chapter of John, the Word was God. God was in his Word. He was made flesh. And he dwelt among his people. So in the name of the Lord Jesus, he has chosen to put all the power and weight in that name. No one can get saved. No one can get healed. No one can do anything, saith the Lord, unless it come through the name of the Lord Jesus. How many of you believe that? They may go around it. They may try to sidestep it. Even the Catholics will use the name Jesus, intermingled with the Virgin Mary and the Pope. They will use it. But the magnificent name is a name that stands out alone. It is the immortal, the eternal name that God chose to use for his people upon this earth that will reveal to us. It is the miraculous and eternal life. But to those that reject it, it just seems like it's in reverse. Judgment. And death follow in the wake of it. So in the name, there is nothing. And they were astonished because the very name was there at what he had to do. So whatsoever you ask in my name, I will do it. Ask anything you want to, and I will. Ask, and I will do it. Ask in my name that your joy is full. Ask in my name for miracles, and I will give them to you. Ask in my name, and I will make you a revelator. I will revelate to you. You ask, and ye shall receive, the Bible said. So in that name, beyond anything that the devil can produce, the name of the Lord Jesus is beyond anything in the underworld, no matter how many dimensions it is. The name of the Lord Jesus is beyond anything that we have in heaven, any dimension that we have there. Because in that name is the power of life and death. And he chose to let us know that name. And it's the secret name, the Old Testament. And he gave that to his people. And some people will put it down, shove it aside, and take something else. But it is the matchless name. And that's the one that does the work for you tonight. The name of the Lord Jesus. No kind of magic can touch it. It's beyond that. And the miraculous is yours. In the Bible, he said, if you ask in my name, I will do it. And Jesus redeemed us from the curse of sickness, the Bible says. He made us free from sin and sickness. He healeth all of our diseases. The Lord delivereth him out of all of them. And the Lord shall raise him up. He bore our pains and he bore our diseases, our weaknesses, and all of the oppressions. He carried it with him in that name. All of it was placed on that name. And then when he went to the cross, it was finished for us. He has done anything that you'll ever want to believe for. It has been done for you. Now, with your measure of faith, you must accept it strongly in your heart and soul, and the light of God is manifested in great power. So in the name Jesus, it's all wrapped up into one there for you, if you want to believe. Remember, no demon will come out. No disease will be healed. No one will be saved. There will be no eternal life, no baptism. Be no gifts, no fruits of the Spirit. Be no joy, no happiness, no divine love. Unless it comes, Paul said, and the rest of them, in the matchless name, the Lord Jesus. Without it, saith the Lord, ye can do nothing. How many of you believe that? Give the Lord a hand clap. So, that's right. It is the great and powerful name that's going to, as the Lord's bringing it to me, and the great name of the Lord Jesus is going to cause the translation. The name of the Lord Jesus is going to cause all the graves to open up and then meet us in the air as we're translated away. And only by that power can all these things, translation, change, the glorified body comes in that name as you're changed to be with him forever. I want you to stand to your feet. And if you're in sin tonight, any of you in here, people know why it's cast you out. That name bids, come now. Let us reason together. Come on. Let us talk this thing over. And it said, if you will, let him come in. Then he will show you things to come, and he will touch your heart. And if you need salvation tonight, you want to come to the Lord Jesus. See, as I've often said, he didn't make it hard. He put in one name and not a million different confusions. Just one, the Lord Jesus, and you receive your salvation. What I'm going to do is take a little time tonight, and I'm going to pray for the people tonight. If you've got any pains or salvation, whatever you need, if you've got any pains, any kind of incurable diseases, you say, for instance, you got back problems, you got aches and pains, you got lung problems, you got heart problems, you know, no matter what kind of problems, oppression you've got. I want about 12, 14 of you people come out of that audience up here tonight. Get on this right here. Young people, too, if you want to come and you've got something you want the Lord to do, come quickly now onto this side. And if you're new here tonight and you want to be prayed for, come boldly, the Bible said, to the throne of God and let's believe the Lord together. Who knoweth what will happen to you in the days ahead? So we'll get them all down here. If you're suffering in pain, you got any kind of allergies or asthmas or anything like that, just get in the line, and when you get that there. Okay, sonny boy. What you want, G? Because I have blood in the nose. Oh, and it bleeds? Okay, it's not now, but we're going to pray for you, and you can feel the power of God, okay? Lord, put your hands right between his nose and inside his head there. I command it to stop the bleeding. In Jesus' name. Whatever the cause is, Lord, replace what he needs in his system and work a miracle on this little boy. And any more of them in the audience with anything like this, Lord, heal it by thy great power. Ooh, sonny boy, it's everywhere up here. How'd you feel? Did you get to feel all that? Is that worth coming up here for?
Yeah.
Yeah, it sure is. Breathe through your nose now. How's it feel now? Did he cool it off for you? He did. Give the Lord a hand clap. Amen. Okay.
And Brother Frisbee, I came up here a couple of years ago with my eye, and we prayed for it, and it got better. But since then, I haven't been able to hold on to it.
Yeah, it did, too. It got better up here, and God done it. You're getting a little older, too, you know it. Yeah. But we're going to pray. That don't matter. We're going to pray. We'll believe God. Which one is it? You got it. Yeah. Okay. Now, Jesus, put your hand on my hand inside his eye. And let the Holy Spirit come in his eye once again, Lord. You opened his eyes. I remember the testimony, Lord. Years have passed since then. I command it to create for him in the eye, Lord. And let him see again right now And let the power of God come upon him in Jesus' name. Woo. Anybody in the audience out there wants to believe, you just believe for your eye problems or any kind of head problems, and God will touch you out there and work a miracle. Woo. My. What you feel around your eye there? What you feel now?
See a little better.
You can. It
was a little glow in it before.
You could just see a little glow. Now you can see better?
See a little better, yeah.
Is that Jesus?
It is.
And you're under these bright lights, too, and he's looking out in the audience. He couldn't see anything out there, and he's seeing. Yeah. When you get out there, you look around.
That's what hurts me is light.
Yeah.
Glows out on me.
He said the light wouldn't put it out, but he can see better.
Yeah.
Is that Jesus?
It is.
Give the Lord a hand clap. God bless your heart. That's really great. He can see right through those lights, and they're bright.
Yeah, Neil, I'd like for you to pray for me. I had some trouble here not 2-3 weeks ago. I know you're praying for me, but it's all right. I mean, God's really touched me, but I don't want that to come back. And then my hip, once in a while, when it gets cold, you know, where I fell, I had a big fall. It comes and goes, see.
As the weather changes on you?
Yes, it's all like right. Me.
Yeah.
I get close to why it's all right.
You got rid of some of your problems little by little. He said you laughed a long time to get rid of all of them, so you've lived to be 80-something. Amen.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to pray. I've seen God do some miracles really on him. It seemed like he's always, later as he got older, he's always falling, something's happening. But I have seen him believe God, even though, you know, he'll testify he ought to get better where he's at, et cetera. But he's done it. God's done it. Now.
He's still dealing with his human nature.
He's still dealing. He said... Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Whenever I do. Yeah, we'll try to get to that over there. Amen for her.
Thank you, Jesus.
Now. Yeah, he said, before he was telling me about praying for somebody over there in the veil, he said, you know, he said, we're still dealing, no matter how old you get, this old human nature. And that's the truth. Paul said he died daily. Amen. Now, Lord,
to put it under control.
In Jesus' name, right now. Work a miracle for what he asked for in Jesus' name and not bring it back again. Touch him right now. And then the hip, Lord, let the power of God come upon it. Take out all the pain and work a miracle there,
Jesus.
Yes, he will. Strengthen him, Lord Jesus. Right now. You can feel it. You can feel it. Make him all new again.
I thank you, Jesus, for ever blessing him.
My. Remember Abraham, he was laughing a little bit. Boy, he done great things, Dad. Amen. He's 20 years older than you, or about 18. Amen. Now, how do you feel?
Well, I feel good, Neil. I feel
very
good.
Okay. Thank you. I'll see you now. God bless your heart. Amen. He felt it.
I guess I want to testify. My life's changed a whole lot since I came back to church.
Yeah.
I used to be heavy into drugs and alcohol, and... that's in the past. It's gone.
Yeah,
we're good.
That's great.
God bless your heart. Bless your heart. Amen.
I guess I don't have much wrong with me. I just want to be saved.
All right. You just want to be saved and closer to God. You're going to feel this now. I'm going to ask him to come through your body. I'm just a human. But he's got the Spirit. And Jesus, take that Spirit and he'll just come in there and help you in every way. And you'll feel a blessing now. Now, Lord, as he just relaxes and receives, Lord, I command the power of the Lord... Jesus, inside and out by the Holy Spirit, let him feel the anointing, Lord. Touching his heart and bringing great salvation, Lord. Deep wells of salvation, delivering completely, Lord. In Jesus' name, right now. And the joy of the Holy Spirit be upon him. Ooh, my. Touch him.
How's that?
Praise God. Oh, yeah.
That's not anything to do with human, is it?
Not at all. Oh, that's Jesus.
For a million years and couldn't make you feel like that, but Jesus can do it. Boy, look at his face. Look at his eyes. You look like a different person. Amen. God bless your heart. Yeah, and getting off those drugs, you have a good testimony for the young people to tell them. Isn't that great?
Praise the Lord, Brother Frisbee. Giving the glory to God, I heard about the message on Wednesday night, which I was very, very excited about. And I'm coming up here, you know, asking the Lord to, you know, drop that blessing and that message down in my spirit. Also, I'm asking the Lord to, you know, keep the blessings and miracle supply that he has coming through in the special situation that he is working. And I'm in a vessel through that. And I'm going to give him the glory in that.
So you hear about the sermon. Amen. Now, Jesus, as he expects in his heart, Lord, work a miracle and let the anointing come inside, Lord, and help him in every way. And let the power of God come in him. and reveal thy great word. For God is great. His power is great. Now guide him, Lord, and lead him in what he's praying for in Jesus' name right now. Ooh, my. Touch him in the audience too, Lord. He's going to feel all of that anointing. Ooh, how great.
Did you get it, Jesus, feeling?
Yes, I did. Thank you.
God bless your heart. You got it. Amen. All right, it takes a little faith to draw it off of me. And you want to draw some off me, son? He's really smiling here. What's that, Jesus?
She's sick. She has a cold. She's coughing and sneezing. And he's not sick right now, but he has this thing that happens every month. He just wakes up in the morning and starts to throw up and complains of stomach ache. And it happens every month. It just happened last Thursday. And I don't know what it is.
But he's all right now. You raise son that. You know, the demon powers and devils can attack him, too. You want to be able to praise the Lord in that room. Praise the Lord in there. I'm going to pray for him. But first I would pray for you here to get your faith full. Jesus, these aggravating things, Lord, can come from anywhere. And attacking the boy at least once a month. In Jesus' name, touch her right now. Give her the power and faith for her to work with this child. In Jesus' name, let her feel the anointing. Ooh, praise God, praise God. Now touch her. Clear up her head, Lord. Right now, let her be new. In Jesus' name, woo, touch her with the Holy Spirit, Jesus. Do you feel that? Sure you did. That there kind of got you in control, didn't it? Amen. Breathe through your nose now. Do you feel good now? She does. You know, they kind of caught her off guard. Amen. She said, okay, sonny boy. Lord, all the little children that come to you work miracles, and you love the little children too, and you're right here tonight. You're right here, Jesus. Touch him. I command the power to leave in Jesus' name and take all evil out. And work a miracle for this little child, Lord. Create anything that he needs in his system. And we rebuke anything attacking him in Jesus' name. Make him new. What a name it is tonight. Everyone felt the sweet name of the Lord Jesus. He told me, preach about me, my name tonight. How does that feel?
Amen. Feels fine.
You got kind of a little bondage lifted too while you were standing there. Did you feel that thing?
Yes, amen, yes.
Had you squeezed down and you praise the Lord, you come back. Did you feel that?
Yes. You look different.
Had you worried down. Give the Lord a hand clap. God bless your heart. Boy, that name. She did. It took that spirit. Just like that, I was trying to get her down. You can see it go. How are you, sonny boy?
My elbow is paining me.
Right here at your elbow. Do you want Jesus to touch you? Raise your little elbow up here. Put your little elbow up. Can you raise your arm up near? Okay, right there. Is that where it's hurting right in there? It comes right down here too? Or just right here? In here? Okay, right here. Okay. Jesus, from the elbow to the shoulder. I command the pain to come out of this child. Heal the arm, Lord. The muscles, the bones, and take the bruises out and all the pain. You carried his pain away. Many thousands of years ago, you carried that pain away, Lord Jesus. In fact, before the foundation of the world, it's been gone. In Jesus' name, let the anointing come upon the child and take all pains out of the arms and the audience, Jesus, every one of them. Now, move that arm up and down, son. Go ahead. Go like that. Can you go like that? How's that feel now?
Good.
You don't feel no pain now, do you? Is that Jesus?
Yes.
Raise it up again for him real high. See that? Look at that. Is that Jesus?
Yes.
Pain's gone. Give the Lord a hand clap. Sure thing.
I have a cold.
Why, you people with these colds all the time here. Why don't you put my hand right here? Lord, open up his head. I command that cold to leave, depart. And let the power of God come upon him and help him in every way. Give him a spiritual blessing, Lord. Touch him right now, Jesus, and make him whole. Did you get to feel that, sonny boy? You ain't going to sleep on me up here. Boy, something hit him, he just about went out. Did you feel Jesus? Sure, he did. He blinked his eye, and I thought he was going to go to sleep up here. Do you love Jesus?
Yeah.
Sure, yeah. Give the Lord a hand. Breathe through your nose. You feel good now? That make you tired, don't you? You kind of drift. Boy, they get peaceful there.
Lord, I want the Lord to give me wisdom in a situation to solve a problem. I want the Lord to give me the wisdom to go about it.
Okay, amen. I will. Lord Jesus, you're the great problem solver beyond Solomon, because all of his wisdom came from you. And now, right now, give her wisdom to solve this problem, Lord. Touch her everywhere, Jesus. all in her body, and let the power of God come upon her and deliver right now, Lord, whatever she needs. In Jesus' name, make it good. How great and wonderful is Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Ooh, my. Did you get to feel all that?
Wow. Hallelujah.
That's really great.
Thank you, Jesus. It's great.
You got kind of a lift there, too. Amen. Give Lord a hand clap. She got it. Oh, my. You'll be great tonight.
Yeah, brother, just like the sister who went now, I just, the same words she used, what same words I had in my heart. I said I wanted the Lord's leading and wisdom and guidance in the next few days to make decisions on certain needs I have.
Okay. God bless your heart. Lord Jesus, he's got to make decisions. And he wants you to guide him with your knowledge and wisdom. And you're the great leader, the chief shepherd. Amen. And you guide your sheep, Lord, and you help them. You call them by name. Every one of them are known to you. You already foreknown all their names in Jesus' name. Right now, touch him. Guide him. Let the anointing come upon him and deliver, Lord. Break him back through to the power completely in Jesus' name. And touch those in the audience. I command it.
Thank you, Jesus.
Work miracle. Boy, what a name.
Thank you, Jesus.
You feel that light?
I feel good. I feel real good.
Boy.
I'm so happy.
Yeah.
Does a lot of things, doesn't it?
Yeah.
If they can stand here and watch it. I don't know whether these gentlemen can feel it once in a while, but you can tell that I'm here, but there's something beyond me.
Yeah.
Give the Lord a hand clap. Yeah. God bless your heart. God bless you. Hey, it's really great. Oh, my.
Hi, praise the Lord. I'd like to testify. In June, I came here, and you prayed for me in the veil room, and I asked that you would ask Jesus to bring us back to Phoenix and to provide good jobs for my husband and for myself and sell our home back home, back in Tennessee. And 6 weeks later, I was offered a job. 3 days later, our house was sold. We came to the United States. We came to Arizona, and now the Lord has given us a house to live in, and my husband arrives on the 17th, which is my birthday. So I've been telling everybody I'm getting a husband and two kids.
Thanks for the information. Amen.
So I just want to praise the Lord for your prayers and for bringing me back here.
Great.
Praise
God
the Lord.
Bless your heart.
And also, I have a prayer request. My daughter's been having a real bad cough, and she's a little shy about coming up here. So I'd like to stay on proxy for her.
We'll pray. Come up here real close, Nancy. Lord, let the power of God come upon her right now, and her whole family let the anointing rest, Lord. And touch her. As she said, she has a birthday coming up, Lord. You know all about it. In Jesus' name, now touch the little child's throat. I command it to leave the throat and heal the little child. And let the anointing rest upon her.
Yes, yes.
In Jesus' name, guide her in the days ahead. And
yes,
no matter how many tests or trials, be with her and show her how to overcome every one of them, Lord, step by step. In Jesus' name, can't you feel him now? And those in the audience need anything like this, you can receive it by God's power. Ooh, anoint her, Lord, right now. Jesus.
Praise the Lord. Mm, praise God.
You're
praise.
Good now? God bless your heart. God bless you. Okay. Hey, hey.
My sister has a stomach ache.
Why? You got a stomach ache here? You think I could touch this long thing on your head and go right through you and go right down your stomach? I believe it would. Did you believe that? See this here? Now, I'm going to put my hands on your head in a minute. Lord, anoint. Go right down from her head to her stomach and cleanse it out. Sometimes, you know, you get sickness from the head into the stomach. Amen. And go right straight down in the stomach, Lord, and clear it up. In Jesus' name, let her eat. And let all the sickness go away. In Jesus' name, let her feel happy again, Lord. Dry it out. Give her a new stomach in Jesus' name. And let her feel the joy of the Lord. Now touch this little girl too, right now. Heal. Deliver. Do you feel good now? She does. Did you feel it when I touched you this here? Did it go down through your body here? It did. Did you know that's the Lord? Oh, she says that's right. You feel good now? Rub your little stomach up here. See? How's it? She beat on her stomach. Isn't that good? That Jesus loves you. You tell him tonight, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Give the Lord a hand clap. Praise the Lord. Okay. I want you to stand to your feet tonight. We'll have a mass prayer or something for the rest of you in here. And we'll believe the Lord together, and you just shout the victory. And you praise the Lord like you want to, and He is going to bless you. How things ahead, and He's gonna come to His people in such a way. You want to be prepared, because it's coming pretty soon. Now come on down, and let's unite, and we'll tell you more about it later. Come on down.
Jesus. Oh yeah. Thank you, Jesus.